You are of infinite worth. However, sometimes it may not feel that way, especially when people may not be treating you the way you expect them to. Listen to my brand new song and learn how you can change your thinking about respect and kindness that can help you start feeling more of that infinite worth a little more often. Today on the Be Do Concept Podcast. Hi, I'm Lindy Kirby, mother of seven, a speaker, singer-songwriter, mentor, author, podcaster, and the founder and developer of the Be Do Concept. And you're listening to the Be Do Concept Podcast. Thanks so much for listening. This is number seven on the podcast, where I help people understand different ways of thinking that can help you improve your relationships and your life. Today, I want to talk about your infinite worth and help you learn some different ways of thinking about it that can help you remember your worth when you may not be feeling it so much. Before I do, let me give a quick disclaimer that I'm not a doctor, therapist, or any kind of psychologist, but I did learn the Be Do concept through inspiration and prayer. I wanted to understand people I loved and their very different ways of thinking, and I've spent thousands of hours developing and trying to understand this concept, but I don't hold any degree in psychology. My degree is in music, and this concept has been an answer to my prayers, and I hope it will be an answer to yours as well. As a quick review, the Be Do concept is about a spectrum between two different ways of thinking. One is focused on what people are doing. They're very conscious of what they and others are doing, while on the other side, it's more focused and conscious of how people are being. Both of them are true. And a lot of people are blind to the other side because of these different focuses. And when you understand both of these focuses, it can really help you in understanding people, improving your relationships, and using them to improve your life. It's why I share this concept, and I hope it will be of great value and worth to you in some of the same ways it's been a help to me. As we jump into today's topic, I wanted to talk about our value and worth. I remember as a young girl being taught that I was of infinite worth. I was a child of God, and that no matter what I did, that value is never going to change. Maybe you've seen the analogy. I remember this from Sunday school class where you're shown a crisp, beautiful $100 bill. It must have been straight from the bank, and I remember thinking that that was a ton of money. But then we watched as, with the analogy, life happens. We got crumbled up a bit, torn, dirty, and that $100 bill stopped looking so crisp. In the end, she tore it, but she said that no matter what the condition was of that $100 bill, it was still worth and valued the very same. It was still $100. Nothing except for major damage could have changed that value. And that helped me understand a little bit about how God sees each of us. Though we may be looking at ourselves and thinking that compared to other people who look a little more crisp than us, but we all have the same value and worth to God. And that's helped me that no matter what happens, no matter what I'm going through, no matter what's wrong with us, we still have the same value and worth. And that was a powerful lesson for me. If you haven't heard that analogy before, I hope you'll take it to heart. At the same time, we have this idea in our minds that if something is of great worth or value, that you're going to treat it in a way that shows the value, that shows your care and respect. For instance, if you care about your luggage, you care about your kids, you care about your spouse, or things that are of value to you, hopefully you're going to treat them in a way that shows that care. And this is where some problems happen, especially in relationships with different ways of thinking, because we have an idea of what it means to care for each other that is based on the way we think. Be thinkers are focused on being. So when they're trying to treat people with respect and kindness, it's going to be about their focus and how they are trying to be. They certainly wouldn't try to tell someone what to do or to try to change who they are. They would just accept people for how they want to be and how they are. But if someone starts to be rude or isn't trying to make sure that they aren't affecting you in a negative way, I mean, we all have our limits of what we're willing to take. it doesn't mean that they don't see your value and worth. They're also not being their best self. So sometimes they feel like the best thing they can do is to bring attention to how they're being, let them know how they're being, or trying to tell them to be a certain way, reminding them that that isn't their best self. For them, they're not trying to be mean or unkind or even disrespectful. For them, they're just trying to help them to be their best self. They know that's what they need, and that's what they would appreciate, just to bring some awareness to how they're being. It's not meant to be mean, but it can come across that way if you don't think in that same way. Do thinkers have a similar problem? They certainly would never feel like doing something mean to teach someone a lesson would ever be justified. It just seems mean. But at the same time, if someone is being mean or doing something that doesn't seem appropriate or is just hurts them in some way, they don't have any problem with speaking their mind or telling them that they're angry or that they're frustrated or that the behavior needs to stop, because in their minds, that has nothing to do with worth or value. It's just something that they're choosing to do. In my relationship with my husband, I really did feel like I was trying to help him by telling him things he could do differently. It felt like he didn't know that doing something would really help him out of the situation that he was in or the feeling that he was having. I didn't realize that being able to change what you do was something that was so hard for him. But in my way, I really was trying to show love. And that's really the problem between these different ways of thinking, is that if being and changing how you're trying to be is really easy, a lot of times you expect that it's easy for other people to be different as well. Or if you're more do thinking and it's easier for you to change what you're doing, it's natural to expect that other people can change what they're doing. But it may not be that way. And it's really helpful to be able to use this kind of language to understand that people aren't always trying to be mean or trying to offend other people, make them feel of less worth. They actually may love very much, but it's in these different ways of articulating and talking and trying to help other people that often we offend and get offended in ways that were never intentional. I remember so many times in my marriage, I just wanted change. I wanted my husband to see how his actions were affecting me. But every time I'd try to talk about what he was doing, he would get offended and feel like I was attacking him, and I just didn't understand why. And if you've had that kind of experience in your marriage where you're asking for changes, but the other person is just getting offended or feeling like you're hurting them just in the asking, it's probably because of these different ways of thinking, and understanding them can really help you in your relationship. So now I want to get back a little bit to the original thought about your infinite worth, because it can feel like people don't love or care about you when people are asking for change. It makes you wonder, is it okay to ask for change? Because we may feel like if we love someone and we see and recognize their value, we wouldn't want to change them. And fortunately, understanding these differences has really helped me in changing my expectations. Because usually do thinkers don't expect people to change in a being way because it's so hard for them. I can't just be different. That feels impossible to me. And I would never ask for that kind of change because it's so hard. But for B thinkers, they feel the same way about doing. They would never ask for changes to what someone's doing because it's so hard for them. And that's been a really interesting dynamic for me, learning the concept and learning both sides. Really, it has helped me to change my expectations for change almost completely. Because depending on how you think, it's really hard to make those changes. At the same time, it's sometimes more frustrating because I know those things can change with a different way of thinking. But just becoming more aware can help you in your relationships to not expect too much, but also to ask in ways that won't be as offensive. Hopefully this makes sense. I know it can be hard to wrap your head around a little bit, but I'm hoping that the more you listen to this podcast, the more you'll be able to use the terminology. You can use be thinking and do thinking and know what I'm talking about and use it in your everyday conversations. The last thing I want to do is to just talk a little bit more about the trials that we go through in life. Because sometimes it may feel like, yeah, God loves me, I have this infinite worth, but it may not feel like he cares about me. Maybe he doesn't feel like, it doesn't feel like he loves me because of the things I'm having to go through, because of the trials I'm having to face. And one of the cool side effects of learning the be do concept has been understanding that God also must think in both being and doing ways. He knows how hard it is for us to change how we're being or change how we're doing. But at the same time, he knows our infinite worth. He knows our best self. He knows who we have the potential to be and what we have the potential to do. And he's trying to get us to that place where we can recognize it. It's not for him, but it's for us. And as we start to recognize that we are being who we were meant to be and doing what we were meant to do, that's when we feel the most happiness, the most hope, that we start to recognize our own value and worth, and we start to improve our lives and make a difference in ways that God would want us to. He knows that will be our greatest happiness. Recently, I had an experience where I was talking with my bishop about some frustrations I was going through and just being single and some of the dating life. And one of the things he said to me was that the trials that we go through are not meant to define us. That's what God does. God defines us. But instead, the trials we go through are meant to refine us. It's not always easy to remember that you are of infinite worth. But when you can think about the trials you're going through as helping to refine you rather than define you, then the things you go through and the frustrations you're dealing with, all those kinds of things, have a little more purpose to them. They're helping you to be your best self. They're helping you to do those things that you were meant to do. And that can really help you in improving your life and dealing with some of those hard things. I truly do believe that God loves us and wants us to be happy, and that he is trying to treat us with respect and love and kindness. But he also knows the things that we need to go through to help us to grow. And sometimes that is those hard experiences. I know that without some of the trials I've been through, I don't know that I would have ever started to pray more and started to ask more for his help. And sometimes that's been the role of trials and challenges for me, is to develop a relationship with my Heavenly Father, to remember that he's there and to ask for the help. Because when I'm asking for help, that's when I experience the miracles, and that's when I've been able to recognize that God does love me, and that's been a great help to me. I decided to write a song called Infinite Worth because I wanted to remember that concept, that the trials that we go through are not meant to define us, but more to refine us. And I hope that this song will be of worth to you. I notice a lot of times it's so easy to get caught up in our negative thoughts and things that are sometimes hard to get out of our heads. But when I write a song and I'm singing through the song, it really helps keep my mind focused on those thoughts that are in the song. So writing a song, and I call these my hope songs, they help me focus, help me remember that I am of infinite worth. And I hope that it will do the same for you. That's why I love to write songs for people, to have that same effect on other people. Writing, what is it that you need to hear? What's going to help you move forward? And songs do that in such a powerful way. If you'd like me to do any of that for you, it's on my website at lindykerby.com, and it's spelled L-I-N-D-Y-K-E-R-B-Y.com. I'm excited to share this song with you. Again, thanks so much for listening. If you're enjoying these podcasts, I hope you'll subscribe. I'd also love to hear your comments and your feedback. It helps me to know if it's being understood, if you're getting something from it. And also, if you have questions, then I can answer them on the podcast. I'm happy to do that. And again, thanks so much for listening, and I hope you'll enjoy this song, Infinite Worth, today on the Be Do Concept podcast. I've been through some trials, walked a difficult path, filled with heartache and tears on the way. And though I have learned as I've walked here on earth, those trials do not define me, 'cause I am a daughter of infinite worth. The challenges I'm going through are not meant to take from my heavenly shine. They can't take away from that truth. So while it be easy to get all caught up in the challenges I must go through, there is work to be done, and God is the one who defines me. So let the trials pass through. But looking back now, I can see that there were some reasons I had to endure, and now they are strength inside me, 'cause I am a daughter of infinite worth. The challenges I'm going through are not meant to take from my heart. They can't take away from that truth. So while it be easy to get all caught up in the challenges I must go through, there is work to be done, and God is the one who defines me. So let the trials pass through. Comes through his power, reminding me of my great worth. So with lessons that come, I think God's will be done. I'm grateful for his refining, 'cause I am the daughter of infinite worth. The challenges I'm going through are not challenges I'm going through. There is work to be done, and God is the one who defines me. So let the trials